in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. Praise God. Welcome to day what? Day what? Help me. Day 18, right? You might be seated. You might be seated. Praise God. A word of exhortation, and then we'll pray and round up. Today is day 18 of our 21 days. 21 days fasting and prayer exercise. It's called a fast unto what? It's called a fast unto what? It's a fast unto what now? The glory reign. Somebody say glory reign. Why am I seeing some people there? Come and sit here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, what I'm about to teach you will change your life forever. Now, listen, oh. Listen and listen attentively. I'll be speaking very briefly, but what I'm teaching now is life-saving, is destiny-saving. There are still empty seats here. It will clear a lot of confusion. It will bring clarity. It will save your life and destiny. Am I communicating? This is a very important matter. Praise God. You know, if you check today's prayer focus, what does it talk about? What's today's prayer focus? Pray passionately for what? Heightened for the grace for what? Heightened. That's increased spiritual sensitivity, discernment, and alignment with what? God's will, plans, and purposes for our lives and GIC. Do you know that God has unique plans and purposes for the lives of his children, for the life of individuals, for the life of people, persons? He also has his will, plans and purposes for a ministry that is ordained by God, a church that is ordained by God, and for programs and meetings. Am I communicating? Now, God have called for this program called GICC, Glory, Incense, Concert and Crusade. Now, for God to call for it, he has a purpose in mind. Am I communicating? God has a reason for putting up this meeting. There are thousands and even hundreds of thousands, of, you know, millions of programs and meetings across the world in the body of Christ. But this one, this specific one, God has a particular purpose for it. There is something heaven wants to accomplish through this program that God cannot accomplish through any other program. Do you understand? Do you understand? God's will, God's plans, God's purposes and programs for GICC is very unique. There is something God wants to do through it. He has chosen to do it only through GICC, not through another program. Are you getting my point? Not through another. I used to tell people that there are people that will not get healed through Benin ministry. As anointed as Benin is, He's a heavyweight healing minister. But do you know, not everybody on earth will get healed through his ministry. Am I communicating? There are things God wants to do through AGMI, through GICC, that he will not do through any other ministry or through any other program. Are you getting me? You need to understand the unique workings of God. Glory to God. There are lives and destinies that have been radically transformed and impacted through AGMI. Now ask yourself a question. Is AGMI the only ministry in the world that God called? How come those people that have been blessed, that have been impacted, that have been transformed, that have been healed, that have been delivered, that have been saved, how come all these things happen through AGMI, through our meetings? Why not through another ministry? Why not through another program? Are you getting the point? That's to tell you that God has a unique plan. That's why he gave us this vision. There are things God will only do through this ministry. There are things God will do through GICC alone. Except we choose to disobey God, not to do his will, then he will have to now look for somebody else to do it. Am I communicating? But we choose to be obedient to the heavenly vision. Let me tell you, neighbor, we choose to be obedient to the heavenly vision. So never trivialize what God is doing here. Never trivialize. You know, some people are very funny. You know, they want to make you think that other ministries or other churches are better than AGMI. It's a lie. You see, God does not think that way. Are you getting me? God does not think that way. There are things, you see, for every church or ministry, there is no competition or there is no comparison. For every church or ministry God calls, there are unique things that he has called to do through them. Only AGMI has this vision. In the whole world, in fact, present, past, and future, there is no ministry with this vision. Are you getting me? No church has this same vision, word for word. That's to tell you that the uniqueness of God's calling. And we must take pride in our uniqueness and in our individuality. Are you getting my point? Glory to God. There are lives and destinies we've been called to impact. There are people that in the whole world, is their healing, their miracle is tied to AGMI. Are you aware? There are people that their transformation, the encounter that will radically transform their lives and destiny, it has been, God have ordained it so, that is through AGMI that it will happen. There are people that will get saved through AGMI. There are people that will get healed, get delivered through AGMI. There are family, there are people that they will get married through AGMI. Their marriage will work. Their marriage will be healed. Are you getting me? Through AGMI. There are barren women, God have ordained that is through AGMI that they will become fruitful. You need to understand this. Glory to God. Me and my wife, we've had privilege to minister to some people, and they will tell you the long list of mighty men of God that have prayed for them, yet their miracle did not happen. But when we did, the miracle happened. Now, is it that we are better than those men of God? Not necessarily. But you need to understand something about God. There are some miracles that have been tied to our ministry. It will not happen through other ministries. Are you getting my point? This is very important. That's why I don't joke with whatever I do. I don't trivialize this ministry. In fact, as far as I'm concerned, there is no ministry that is better than AGMI. As far as I'm concerned, it's not pride. That's how I think. Because I understand our uniqueness. Am I communicating? Whatever you don't see us doing now is because we've not entered the season for it. Period. When we enter the season, nobody can stop us. Are you getting my point? Because ministry is in seasons. Because this is a move of the Spirit. And nothing and nobody can stop it. Praise God. We honor people, we celebrate graces, but we are not inferior to anybody. Are you listening? You need to understand that. Let nobody intimidate you. In this life, nobody can intimidate me. No matter your level of anointing, nobody on this planet can intimidate. No matter your level of revelation anointing, I honor and respect you, but I'm not inferior to you. Are you getting my point? Glory to God. There is something God has called us to do that God can only do through us on this planet. There is a work. We have a contribution to make in the body of Christ. Am I communicating that no other ministry or church will occupy that vacuum? Praise God. Okay. Let me enter what I'm about to say. Now, as we are preparing for AGMI major program, in fact, the most important program this year, Glory, Incense, Concert, and Crusade. Now, we are doing a lot of planning, right? Planning, running around, and all of that. Now, is of critical importance that you maintain sensitivity to the leading and leadership of the Holy Spirit. Please be Spirit-led. Let me tell your neighbor, be led by the Spirit. Don't just be led by your brain, by your senses, or your physical feelings. Be led by the Spirit. In your planning, leaders, hear me, workers, hear me, technical and sound, hear me, media, hear me, ushers, hear me, protocol, hear me, choir, intimacy team global, hear me, every department, every worker, be led by the Spirit of God. Be sensitive in the Spirit. Because this is where people enter trouble and they start doing messing up, and they end up committing blunder and doing mistakes, avoidable mistakes. They end up doing foolish things. Why? They are not sensitive to the leading of the Spirit. This is why we are praying as part of our preparation. This is why we are fasting, so that we can hook up to the frequency of the Holy Ghost. So that we can draw and connect and receive the divine download of what is in the mind of God concerning this program. Glory to God. This is very important. Sensitivity. You must be discerning in this season. Not be everywhere you go enter. Not be everything you go do. You have to be led. Because just like we are planning, Satan too is planning. Hope you know. This program we're about to host, is it in his favor? You expect Satan to be clapping for us, to be helping us arrange here, or to follow soul seed for GIC? Are you expecting the devil to support us? What will he be doing? Talk to me now. What do you expect Satan to be doing? Because this program will damage his kingdom. After GICC, he will be counting his losses. That is if he recovers from it at all. What do you think he will be doing? He will try everything to stop and spoil the program. This is where you need to be sensitive. The Bible says, we are not, he said, least Satan should gain advantage over us. We are not what? Ignorant of the devices of the enemy. But if you are not led by the Spirit, you'll just be making foolish mistakes. Satan will slap you front, right, and center. You'll be making foolish decisions. You'll be making wrong choices, foolish choices. But when you are led by the Spirit, you will make the right decision as we prepare for the program. As a leader, heading a department, as a worker, you will see yourself making the right decision because you are sensitive to the voice and leading of the Holy Ghost. Am I communicating? You are in sync with the Holy Spirit. You are in sync. Somebody say, I'm in sync. I receive grace to be in synchrony with the Holy Ghost. Two of you are operating at the same frequency. So, you make decisions by the Spirit. You are Spirit-led in your decision-making. You are Spirit-led even in your service. You offer your service as you are serving, and all of that by the Spirit. Jesus offered himself to God the Father by the Spirit. You know, if you don't render kingdom service by the Spirit, it will not be acceptable. Am I communicating? Let me tell you, neighbor, serve by the Spirit. Be Spirit led in kingdom service. Very important. Very, very important. As an usher, for instance, okay, let's say protocol. If you are doing your work by the Spirit, let's say Satan sent one of his agents to the venue of the crusade with a gun, maybe to shoot somebody or to cause trouble. You understand? Now, if as a member of protocol or security, if you are doing your work by the Spirit, do you know you will receive an inner signal? The Holy Spirit will signal you that there is danger, that this particular person is not a good person. Search him. And then you come because you are led. Say, excuse me, sir, please, just a minute. Can you follow me? You take the person to one corner and start searching. About search, you now see gun. Ah! You raise security alarm. Thank God we have police there. Yes, we are making arrangement. There will be police. You now hand him over to police. Have you not saved the day? So you need to be in the Spirit. Praise God. So he's not just doing this mechanically. Be in the Spirit. As a member of Intimacy Team Global, your song should be Spirit-led. Sometimes the song you plan to sing, you have arranged them, but the Holy Spirit is leading you to bypass the list first and sing a particular song. Just flow with the Holy Ghost instead of insisting on your own way. Am I communicating? Because there is something he wants to do. Eh? Sometimes the Holy Ghost may want you to keep singing a particular song for the next 30 minutes. Must you change? You know, some of you, I'll sing this one, 2 minutes, switch to the next. Must you change? I can be singing the same song for one whole day, self, as I'm led. Tell your neighbor, be led by the Spirit. The same thing with media. The same thing. Do your work by the Spirit. Be full of the Holy Ghost. Be spiritually minded. Higher. Don't be carnally minded. Don't be carnal. We are preparing for a spiritual program. GICC. Don't be carnally minded. Be spiritually minded so that you can receive the leadings of the Holy Spirit. The same thing with sound and technical. Be in the Spirit. Don't come and be telling us this one don't blow. You went and did mistake. You're supposed to press here. You press here. And then the thing has spoiled something. You need to be in the Spirit. Do things by the Spirit. So that even if you want to touch the wrong thing, the Holy Ghost will say, no, don't touch this one. You touch this thing, you will spoil this thing. Don't be carnal. You know, in most churches, one of the most carnal set of people, should I tell you? Protocol. I didn't say GMI. I went for a major meeting in Abuja, a conference. And outside the venue, one of their protocol, wearing protocol uniform with tag, was smoking. I saw him. I was not told. Smoking like this. So in one corner somewhere. Don't be carnal. Another set, instrumentalist. Some of them, they even hire them. You know, after service, they'll collect their money, fine road. Very carnal. Some of them are not even born again. I'm telling you the truth. Glory to God. Tell your neighbor, be spiritually minded. Don't be carnally minded. Be in the Spirit. As we prepare, Be led by the Spirit. Make decisions by the Spirit so that you will make the right decisions. The Holy Ghost can never lead you to choose wrongly, to make the wrong choice. Be Spirit-led in your decisions. Consult the Holy Spirit as you plan. Involve the Holy Ghost. Submit and yield to Him in your planning. The Holy Ghost is not against planning, but make sure you consult Him as you are doing the plan. Plan with Him. Let me tell you, but plan with the Spirit. Plan by the Spirit. Don't just come up with this. I was telling you people to come up with this prayer focus for GIC. My wife is here. If I tell you how many hours I spent to come up with this, you will be surprised. In fact, it took me more time to prepare this than to prepare for snow, that last snow we held, than even to prepare for miracle service, for October miracle service. That's to tell you the kind of hours upon hours. Is it because I don't know how to just write any form of prayer point? No. If I want to do it the way anyhow, as in any prayer point that comes to my mind, I just put, or carry one of the old prayer focus and just do copy and paste. It won't take me up to 1 hour. But I don't operate like that. I have to connect to the frequency of the Holy Ghost. I need to know the mind of God about this program. I need to know the plans of God, the purposes of God, the will of God, and then align with it. I need to know what is on God's mind, what He wants us to pray about. And these things take time. You have to tarry in God's presence to receive those divine downloads. This is how we do things. This is how we roll. Are you getting my point? Not just everything mental, intellectual. Yes, use your brain, but powered by the Holy Ghost. Are you getting my point? Tell your neighbor, be Spirit-led. Now, give me Revelation 1 verse 10. Do you know John was banished to the island of Patmos? And he was in that island of Patmos, around that Mediterranean Sea, when he had a divine encounter with Jesus. And it was that encounter that led to the book of Revelation. Jesus told him to write the book of Revelation. They banished him. The Roman Empire, they tried killing him, like they kill other apostles, but they could not kill him. They put him in a drum of boiling oil to fry him like suya or chicken. The guy refused to die because he had the revelation of eternal life. He knew that he had eternal life and he was conscious of it. And eternal life is what? Impregnable to death. It's death proof. John was so conscious that he could not be killed. They tied him with rope and tied a stone with him and threw him into a sea. He became an amphibian. He was still alive. He couldn't drown. Water could not kill him. They brought him out. They tied him to a horse. And then they were moving him on the ground, round, to kill him. The guy was still alive. That was when they threw him into a drum of boiling oil. The oil boiled. The molecules, liquid, changed to gas, acquired latent heat of what? Vaporization. Until all the oil dried up. Am I communicating? The guy was still inside, alive, untouched. There's a child. They changed his name, that this guy is not a human being, from John the Beloved to John the Divine. But they saw attribute of divinity. That was when they banished him to the island of Patmos. He was there. And then he said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. That Lord's day is Sunday, the day Jesus resurrected on Sunday. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me as of a trumpet. I was in the spirit. Can you see? For you to receive the leading of the spirit, you must first be in the spirit. Some people say, God does not talk to me. I don't hear God's voice. Are you in the spirit? Or you are always in the flesh? Always carnal. How can you hear God's voice? Listen, God is a spirit. For you to hear Him, and the Holy Spirit lives in you, He leads us from within. For you to receive His leading, you must what? See, small thing, they are distracted. You see how your attention span is? Rain is falling. You never see rain before. You never see rain fall. Tell your neighbor, don't be distracted. Oh, are your clothes outside? Gather your mind here. Listen, he was not in the flesh. He was not carnal. He was in the spirit. This is the number one step. If you want to receive the leading of the Holy Spirit, you must first be in the spirit. Be spiritually minded. Be full of the spirit. Be full of the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the spirit. Am I communicating? You cannot walk in the spirit except you are first what? Filled with the spirit. You have to be in the spirit. Glory to God. I was in the spirit and I heard. He heard the voice of God like a trumpet. Next verse. He says, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, first and last. This is Jesus speaking to him. He said, the things which thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, Sardis, unto Philadelphia, Laodicea. These are the seven churches in Asia Minor. Verse 12. Then he said, and I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and Jesus was walking in the midst of the golden candlestick. Are you getting the point? He heard the voice of Jesus. He saw visions of Jesus. Why? The whole narrative started with that phrase, I was in the spirit. You want to hear God's voice? Be in the spirit. You want to see visions of God? Be in what? The spirit. Glory to God. Don't you see that when you spend time in prayer, spend time in God's word, spend time worshiping God, it fine-tunes your spirit. Your spirit is fine-tuned so that you can easily receive of the leading of the spirit. It's easier to hear God compared to those times that you were not doing those things. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. Look at Jesus. After he was baptized by John the Baptist, he was praying, the heavens were opened, and then the Holy Ghost descended upon him like a dove. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. Watch this. And Jesus, being full of the Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Can you see this? Jesus, being full of the Spirit. So he was first full of the Spirit. Then he was led by the Spirit. Do you want to be led by the Spirit? First of all, you must be what? Full of the Spirit. The journey of being led by the Spirit begins with being first full of the Spirit. The more spirit-filled you are, the easier you can be spirit-led. Are you getting me? It's so easy for God to lead you when you are full of the Spirit. You know, anything you are full of controls you. When drunkards are full of alcohol, alcohol controls them, right? Alcohol reasons for them. Alcohol thinks for them. Alcohol shows them vision. Alcohol even speaks to them. They start hearing voices. Am I communicating? Anything you are full of controls you. So if you are full of the Holy Ghost, it will what? Control you. It will easily lead you. You will be fine-tuned and in sync with the Holy Ghost. You understand? A lot of ladies easily get confused concerning choice of who to marry. I tell you, this thing is simple. The problem is carnality. That's what is blocking you from hearing from God. Carnality. If you can deal with all those carnal things and be spiritually minded and be full of the Holy Ghost and be full of the Spirit, it will be so easy for God to lead you. When you see the person that is supposed to be your husband, you will know from within. But you know their problem? They are led by the senses. And that's the problem. The moment you are following your senses, you easily be misled. But if you listen to your spirit from within and you are full of the Holy Ghost, you can't miss it. But many are led by money. They are led by money, cars, fine boy, six packs. Is it? That's the cause of the confusion. You are carnally minded. That's the problem. This thing is easy. It's not difficult. But you have to first come out of the flesh, come out of the senses, get into the spirit. Am I communicating? The moment, the first time, AGMI began August 8th, right? February 8th, 2015. We held only, those days we were holding 2 meetings per month. The second meeting was 22nd February. My wife was among the first timers. So as all of us are here now, my wife is the oldest member of AGMI. She was here before all of you. If you came here before my wife, let me see your hand up. You see? She was here before all of you, ba? Good. Now, listen. The moment I was welcoming, I was to talk to the first timer, the moment I saw my wife, there was a signal from within. I knew that this is she that I've been praying for. And mind you, I've been praying for a life partner that year from the beginning, January. In fact, that January 1st, I was praying for life partner because God told me to start praying for your wife. You understand? So I started praying. You know, I was attending Living Faith then. You know, see fine girls, but oh boy, none of them. Oh, I was not led to any of them. It was when AGMI started. The moment I see, I knew in my spirit. You know, if I knew it more than I knew my name. And there was this peace. Do you understand? Even though I didn't tell her, you know, there some guys will start threatening ladies. Say, "Thus saith the Lord, you are my wife." Shut up! Even if God told you you are his wife, even if God told you that this lady is your wife, don't use it to intimidate her. In fact, keep your mouth shut. Woo her just like you woo any other lady. Eh? Pursue her. Overtake. Recover. You understand? Woo her on the way you woo any other lady. Ask my wife here. I never told her immediately. I never told her. It was later. I kept pursuing. Do you understand? You know, some guys use it. In fact, that thing is witchcraft. To manipulate. Because by the time you meet a lady now, I say, "God told me you are my wife." So, now, you have left her with no choice. That is for those that are not wise. For the ladies that are not wise. You have left her with no choice now. So now, they now use it to manipulate ladies. Do you have monopoly of God the Father? Is God not also a father? Let her pray too. Let God talk to her. You are sure. Allow her to be sure. Leave her alone. Don't threaten her. Am I communicating? As a lady, if a guy come and is using that to threaten you, that does hear the Lord, you are my wife. He said, "I've prayed, I've fasted 3 days dry, and God showed me your picture, HD. If I even saw you wearing wedding gown, we're even getting married." Tell the person, "Thank you. But let me also, what? Hear God concerning this matter." You too, you need to hear from God. Don't go based on what somebody said, because that will not work. Oh, don't enter marriage like that. You need your own personal conviction. Can two work together except they be agreed? Eh? So the person come disturbing you, say, "I never hear." Make me too, I hear. Let God talk to me. He spoke to you, let him speak to me too. Are you getting me? Let me go and pray. Let him speak to me. There is any English like that. You understand? Glory to God. So I allow my wife make her choice. Oh. I allow her to see God's face and be convinced and be sure. It was later when she told me, you understand, confirmed, then I now told her right from day one, God told me you are my wife. You see, I didn't tell her from the beginning, no, because I don't want, let it not look like manipulation. Are you getting my point? God respects human will, human choice. So, trying to manipulate people against their choice is witchcraft. Do you know there are hallmark of witchcraft? Manipulation, domination, and control. God did not give us dominion over a fellow human being. Are you getting me? God made man a free moral agent. So let... Ladies, are you hearing me? Singles, be wise, oh. Somebody say, God spoke to me. Tell him, let the God spoke to me too. I will go and see God's face. Let him spoke to me too. And whatever he say, I will relay back to you. It's as simple as that. Don't be under any pressure. Praise God. I say praise God. So, tell your neighbor, be spirit-filled if you want to be spirit-led. These are important preparations. Now, there are some crucial preparations if you want to hear God. Jesus Christ, time I've gone. You can call them prerequisites to receiving the leading of the Spirit. Okay? To receive God's leading. Number one is what? What are those prerequisites? I've started mentioning them. Number one, be what? Be what? Be full of the Spirit. Okay? Or spirit-filled. To be spirit-led, you must first be spirit-filled. Okay? Be spirit-filled and spiritually minded. Give me Romans chapter 8, verse 5. Be spiritually minded. You can put all this scripture we read. Revelation 1:10, I was in the Spirit and I heard. Luke 4:1, Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit and he was led. Then Romans 8 verse 5. Watch this. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit do mind the things of the Spirit. Are you getting me? You can't be minding the things of the flesh and expect to easily receive the leading of the Spirit. It doesn't work. You must mind the things of the Spirit. You must mind the things of the Spirit. What are those things of the Spirit? Prayer, spending time with God, spending time in God's Word, meditating. Am I communicating? Worshipping God. Are you listening in? Mind the things of the Spirit. Verse 6. He said, for to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. You want to hear God? You want to receive the leading of the Spirit? Be spiritually minded. Don't be carnally minded. Glory to God. This is a crucial step one. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. Ephesians 5:17. He said, wherefore, be ye not unwise. So don't be foolish. Tell your neighbor, don't be foolish. But understanding what the will of the Lord is. You can understand God's will. I'm telling you. Concerning anything. You can understand God's will. You can walk in wisdom and understand God's will.
How?
Let's find out how you will know the will of God. Next verse. Be not drunk with wine wherein is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. This is how to know the will of God. You must first be drunk. Tell your neighbor, be drunk in the Holy Ghost. Shake this Holy Ghost wine. You will know the will of God. All this, I don't know. Is it the one? Is it not the one? Should I pick this job? Should I stay in just after NYSE? Or should I come back? Is it? Be drunk. When you are drunk, you will know the will of God. Am I coming? You don't know the will of God. You are still confused because you are not yet drunk in the Holy Ghost. When you are filled, controlled, give me an amplified. You see, you come under the controlling influence of the Spirit. You will supernaturally know the will of God. You will be synchronized to God's will. You will see yourself walking in sync with God's perfect will. Am I communicating? Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but ever be filled and stimulated with the Holy Spirit. Can you shout amen? This is how to know the will of God. This is how to receive those leadings of the Spirit. It's so easy. This is not hard. Is it Chinedu? Is it Emeka? Or is it Giang? All of them claim that the Lord said, I am their wife. So Lord, which one? This is how to know the will of God. First, be drunk in the Spirit. Pray in tongues until you are drunk. Am I communicating? Let me move. Here are the steps. You want to be full of the Spirit and spiritually minded? Pray abundantly in the Spirit. Praise God. Pray abundantly in the Spirit. Tell your neighbor, pray abundantly in the Spirit. Number two, constant meditation on God's word. Constant meditation on God's word. Constant meditation on God's word. Praise God. Meditate on God's word constantly. Number three, worship and praise. Spend quality time in worship and praise. Glory to God. Number four, prompt response in obedience. In obedience. So the leading of the Spirit. Now watch this. This is how you prepare yourself to receive the leading of the Spirit. I say be full of the Spirit. Be spirit filled and spiritually minded. And how do you do that? Learn to pray abundantly in the Spirit. Learn to pray in tongue. You want to find out God's will? You want to connect to heaven's frequency? Listen, praying in tongues will help to fine tune your spirit. You know the way you are searching for a signal on FM on your radio station. You know the way the frequency you are searching. The moment it gets to that frequency of transmission, the thing becomes clear. Am I communicating? You start hearing clearly. It's a similar thing. As you are praying in tongues, it's like you are searching. You are trying to fine-tune your spirit. Listen, the problem is not with the broadcasting station. The Holy Ghost is in you. God will always talk to you, but the problem is, have you been trained? Have you trained your spirit on how to receive his leading? And that is why you must learn to spend time in prayer. Learn to pray in tongue. Praying in tongue will help to fine-tune your spirit. It will help your reception so that you can receive those downloads. You can trap those divine signals. Your spiritual sensitivity will increase. Praying in tongues will increase your spiritual sensitivity. It will increase your level of discernment. Am I communicating? So that you will know that this guy is a fraud. Now 419. This guy will soon rape me. This one that is asking me out. This is the Okpolo eyes. He will soon rape me. See, when you are discerning in the spirit, you can pick things beyond what your head is telling you. You can pick things by the spirit. Am I communicating? This one that is always demanding for sex. Anytime I visit him or he visit, he's always demanding. This one na buzuru. Leave him alone. What is he doing with him? Break that yeye relationship. Give him left hand of fellowship. Close, praise God. Eh? Some guys have married Delilah. They have married Jezebel because they lack discernment. Eh? They didn't have discernment. Praise God. Just because the person is having sing for choir. To make a good pastor wife. Before I start preaching, she will now sing for me. The anointing will move very well. See your calculation for your head. You know, follow the leading of the sea. Is that not how some pastors have married Jezebels that have scattered the church? You go only by fine voice. Look at you. You are carnal. You are carnal. Praise God. You follow shape. Say the thing get contour. You arrange well. Front, back. You go die. Praise God. Be led by the spirit. Not by anything physical. Can you see the person's character? See, fine like mommy water. Is that not how you have married mommy water? People have married mommy water. By the time the mommy water starts manifesting mommy waterness for you in the marriage, you go run. Say, Pastor Abe, I almost died yesterday. You know, she came with her people. They flog me. Pastor, see my back. Thank God, say I no die. I need deliverance. You understand? Some pastors have married mommy water, mermaid. Because they follow only beauty, fine girl shape. You understand? They were not listening to the Holy Spirit. We are led from within, not from outside. Glory to God. Some ladies have married cultists. And now you they go use to renew their wealth for sacrifice. By the time their oracle demand for next sacrifice, they say, bring your wife. The one whom you love. You that married him because of money. You didn't know the source of his money. He say, he get limousine. He get Rolls Royce. No problem. Enter the marriage. The Holy Ghost is talking to you. You are not hearing. Before, when you were trying to pray, to connect with the Holy Ghost, he sent you 1 million naira alert. And that distracted you totally. He said, Lord, he must be the one. He must be the one. You see, the devil is very smart, oh. At that point that you were doubting, Lord, is it your will? Satan will just talk to him. Send her 1 million. To clear every doubt. The guy will just credit your account. And that is how you marry the cultists. You marry Yahoo Yahoo. We will start relationship, marriage and family on Tuesday. Don't miss metamorphosis, though. We are going to die. Me and Pastor Simi will dissect. Because you will not, as long as you are in this ministry, your marriage must work. You must marry well. And you must marry and succeed in your marriage. We will not fold our hands and watch you mess up. Amen. No, you won't go and marry mommy water here. You don't marry cultists here. You understand? But the problem is, some people know they hear. That's the problem. They will come for counseling. After hearing all your counseling, they will go and do what is in their heart. Very stubborn. So my question is, why did you even come for the counseling? If you will not listen to what we are telling you as the spiritual parent and cover over you, then why did you come to us? You go and follow your emotion. Say, Papa, the guy Sabi is very romantic. You go chop romance for marriage. I'll stop here. Listen, tomorrow, this message never finish. Oh. I've not even entered how God leads us. Tomorrow, I will enter very well. Don't be too. Am I communicating? So, learn to pray abundantly in the Spirit. It will sharpen your spiritual sensitivity. Listen, it will clear whatever in your mind. When you spend quality time praying in tongues, any carnal thing in your mind, or even fear attacking your mind, it will blank out. The leading you are receiving in your spirit will become louder and clearer when you learn to pray in tongues. How do you differentiate a leading that is from your mind and a leading that is from your spirit? Should I tell you? Spend quality time praying in tongues, tarry in God's presence. The more you do that, listen, if the leading is in your mind, it will blank out with time. It will start fading away until it is gone. But the leading in your spirit will become louder and clearer. Louder and clearer as you spend time praying in the spirit. So if it is fear that is attacking your mind, when you spend time praying in tongue, the fear will blank out. But if it is a leading, Holy Ghost is telling you danger is ahead, danger. This is not just fear attacking your mind. The more you pray in tongues, the clearer it becomes, the louder that leading becomes. I just saved somebody now. This is how to know God's will. Anything that is God's will you are about to do, when you spend quality time praying in tongues, I'm telling you, the leading will become stronger. It will become louder. It will become clearer. But if it is just in your mind, just your own fantasy, what you like, your this thing, your reasoning, when you spend subjected to quality time praying in tongue, the thing will fade out. That is how you will know that this is not God leading me. It's just my own feelings. Are you getting my point? Or my own thinking? So you have to be led, even as we are preparing for GIC, be led by the Spirit in your decision making, in your choices, in your actions. Do things by the Spirit. In your actions, in your thought, in your words, in your actions. Am I communicating? Whatever it tells you to do, do it. So, another way you develop spiritual sensitivity is what? Constant what? Meditation on what? God's word. Meditate on God's word day and night. Listen, it's so easy to know the voice of God and to receive the leading of the Spirit when your spirit has been trained through constant meditation on God's word. You train your spirit to be sensitive to the voice of its author. Who is the author of the word? The Holy Ghost. So when you meditate on the word constantly, you are training your spirit, you are fine-tuning your spirit to the voice of its author, the author of the word. God, the Holy Spirit will speak to you with the same voice that he normally speaks to you anytime you study and meditate on the word. That's how you will know it is him. Compare, is it when you are a stranger to the word of God, you will find it hard discerning whether this is the Holy Spirit or is demons that are talking to me, or is my mind, or is external voices. But when you have trained your spirit by meditating on God's word, because it's with the same voice, the same tone, the same, are you getting me? That God speaks to you every time you meditate on the word, that the Holy Spirit will talk to you directly. You will know that he's the one. So learn to meditate on the word of God. Meditation will help build your faith. Meditation will help train your spirit to hear God's voice. Meditation will help you build sensitivity. Am I communicating? It will sharpen your spiritual receptacle to receive those divine signals. It's easy to lead those that are full of the word and full of the spirit. So you must be full of the word and be full of the spirit. Am I communicating? Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you what? Richly. Glory to God. So you meditate. He said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, not poorly, not poorly. How do you, let me ask you a question. How do you let the word of Christ dwell in your spirit, in you? How do you do that? It's by constant meditation on the word. Meditation is like eating, digesting the word. It becomes part of you. Are you getting me? So through meditation, you let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And when the word, you are full of the word, and you are full of the Holy Spirit, it's so easy for God to lead you. You become sensitive to receive his leading. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Okay? Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. That takes me to the next point. Learn to spend time in worship. Sing worship songs. Am I communicating? See, worship fine-tunes your spirit to hear God. Worship fine-tunes your spirit to receive divine download. Worship fine-tunes your spirit and helps increase. Worship will help to increase your spiritual sensitivity to receive the voice and leading of the Spirit. I hear God a lot during worship. I receive a lot of instructions and leading when I'm worshiping God. Because it, see, worship helps to condition your spirit so that you can receive from God. Am I communicating? It fine-tunes and conditions your spirit rightly. You know, there is a particular conditioning, the right conditioning that is needed. So it rightly conditions your spirit, fine-tunes your spirit to the frequency of the Holy Ghost so that you can receive from God. What I'm teaching you is priceless. After today and tomorrow's teaching, all this confusion, is it God? Is it my mind? Is it the devil? It will end. You will so easily know how to discern the will of God and how to receive the leading of the Spirit. Am I communicating? Because the Bible says, as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. It's your heritage. God wants to lead you. And he wants you to learn how to what? Follow his leading. Glory to God. That Ephesians 5 verse 18 that we read. It says, be not drunk with wine, wherein is in excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Next verse, 19. Give me King James Version. KJV 19. It says, speak out to one another in psalms, hymns. Speaking to yourselves in what? Psalms. That talks of praise and worship now. Psalms, hymns, and what? Spiritual song. Singing and making melody in your heart. What? To the Lord. Can you shout amen? Amen. Then give me Acts chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. That conference, ministers' conference at Antioch, there were people in attendance. Jump to Saul and Barnabas were there. Jump to verse 2. Watch this. It says, as they ministered to the Lord, that word minister to the Lord, give me an amplified to see the meaning, and fasted, the Holy Ghost what? Said. Now this praying abundantly in the spirit, you can put plus or minus fasting, because fasting also helps to sharpen your spiritual sensitivity so that you can receive from God. Most of the times you receive a lot of instructions. You receive the leading of the Spirit when you fast. Am I communicating? Fasting helps give you direction, divine direction. You receive divine direction, you receive divine guidance easily because it sensitizes your spirit. So, it's both prayer plus or minus fasting, okay? Now, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Ghost said what? Separate man for me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work to which I've called them. Can you see? They received divine leading. They heard the voice of God when they were worshiping and they were fasting. Can you see this? So this is very important. It helps. Fasting, worship, it helps to correctly condition your spirit to hear God. It fine-tunes your spirit to the frequency of the Holy Ghost. It increases your sensitivity. Am I communicating? Then the last key there in developing spiritual sensitivity is what? Prompt response in obedience to God's leading. Listen, oh, if you are the type that anytime God is leading you to do something, you don't always obey promptly, or you don't obey at all, or you delay, do you know that you are spoiling your chances for God to lead you next time? When you constantly disobey His instruction, you don't do what He tells you to do, what He's leading you to do. Am I communicating? Even when you are sure He's the one leading you, you're always dragging your feet. Dragging, you are like a mule. Eh? You know a mule? Stubborn animal. God said, I think it's Psalm 32. We read it earlier. He said, I will lead you, I will instruct you in the way you should go. Don't be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in bit and bridle. The horse is too fast. The mule will not even move at all. You see the problem? One is too fast, the other one is not moving, it's too slow. God said, walk with me. Don't be like the horse that is too fast. Don't go ahead of me. Don't be like the mule that is too slow. Am I communicating? Obey God promptly. Tell your neighbor, obey God promptly. Once you have confirmed that this is God leading me, bam, take action. Prompt obedience. When you do that, God can trust you. He will speak to you more. Am I communicating? By obeying promptly, you are training your spirit to be more sensitive to receive of divine leading. Rise to your feet. Tomorrow. Tell your neighbor tomorrow. Say, don't miss tomorrow. This is a very important teaching. Because it's already clearing a lot of confusion in people's mind. Tomorrow, we are going to look at how God leads us. Okay? Today, we just set the foundation, the prerequisite, and developing spiritual sensitivity. Now, I want you to pray. Father, engrace me. Release upon me grace. Grace for high-level spiritual sensitivity. Grace for what? High-level. Give me that Psalm 32, verse 8. Grace for high level, not low level, high level spiritual sensitivity. As we prepare, please lead us, workers, pray this prayer. As we prepare for GICC, I receive grace for very high level spiritual sensitivity and discernment. God said, I will instruct thee, I will teach thee in the way which thou shouldest go, I will guide thee with my eye. Next verse. Okay, be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near you. You know, he said, don't be unwise. We read Ephesians 5. He said, don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Am I communicating? And to understand the will, he said, you must be drunk in the Spirit. You must be filled with the Spirit. So you are going to cry out, grace to be drunk constantly. Grace to be spirit-filled and spirit-minded. Grace to be full of the word. To develop high-level spiritual sensitivity. We'll pray this prayer 1-2 minutes. I want you to cry out, Malakude Keba, I refuse to be carnally minded. The Bible said to be carnally minded is death. To be carnally minded is death. To be carnally minded is death. I refuse to be fleshly minded. I subdue the flesh. Grace to put the flesh under. Grace for sensitivity. Libero sekida kapatai. For my spirit to be rightly conditioned. My spirit to be rightly conditioned. Rightly positioned. And to be fine-tuned. To receive of divine signal. Magapora sapalateni.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Sazon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.